Próbna matura. Język angielski.
Poziom podstawowy. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu.
Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z naukowcem. Zaznacz znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, a które nie.
Good morning, Professor White. Professor, you're an expert on dolphins. Can you tell our listeners about recent discoveries in this area?
Certainly. I carried out a couple of interesting experiments last year, and the most interesting of them was the one in an aquarium in Hawaii.
What was it about?
Well, we put the mother dolphin and her baby in two separate tanks connected by a special underwater audio link, something like a telephone. And guess what? They started chatting with each other. It was obvious that they knew who they were talking with.
But what were they saying?
That's what scientists are trying to find out. We're studying dolphins all over the world and try to decipher their secret language. We think that they talk about everything from basic facts like their age to their emotions. I speculate that they say things like, "There are some good fish over there," or "Watch out for that shark because he's hunting."
What other behavior similar to people's behavior have you observed?
When there are some problems, some dolphins call for help. After being bullied by two bottlenose dolphins, one spotted dolphin returned to the same place the next day with a few friends and fought back. It's as if the spotted dolphin communicated to his buddies that he'd been bullied.
What is the biggest problem in studying dolphin communication?
I haven't found one particular dolphin behavior that means the same thing every time you see it. If you like mysteries and detective work, then this is the right job for you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning, Professor White. Professor, you're an expert on dolphins. Can you tell our listeners about recent discoveries in this area?
Certainly. I carried out a couple of interesting experiments last year, and the most interesting of them was the one in an aquarium in Hawaii.
What was it about?
Well, we put the mother dolphin and her baby in two separate tanks connected by a special underwater audio link. Something like a telephone. And guess what? They started chatting with each other. It was obvious that they knew who they were talking with.
But what were they saying?
That's what scientists are trying to find out. We're studying dolphins all over the world and try to decipher their secret language. We think that they talk about everything from basic facts like their age to their emotions. I speculate that they say things like, "There are some good fish over there," or "Watch out for that shark because he's hunting."
What other behavior similar to people's behavior have you observed?
When there are some problems, some dolphins call for help. After being bullied by two bottlenose dolphins, one spotted dolphin returned to the same place the next day with a few friends and fought back. It's as if the spotted dolphin communicated to his buddies that he'd been bullied.
What is the biggest problem in studying dolphin communication?
I haven't found one particular dolphin behavior that means the same thing every time you see it. If you like mysteries and detective work, then this is the right job for you.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi dotyczące lodówek. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Jeden.
For us, a fridge isn't just something to cool your food in. Our smart fridges come with a tablet computer in the door so you can make notes, track your fridge's contents, and check the news and the weather while standing in your kitchen. If you decide on one of our smart ovens too, you can even choose recipes on your fridge and signal the oven to start preheating, because a roast is coming its way. Available in the best shops or online at www.fridgesofthefuture.com.
2.
The ice maker can make about 100 ice cubes within 24 hours. It takes about 24 hours until the first batch of ice cubes is ready. Switch the fridge on and pour water into the ice dispenser. You'll hear the noise of water flowing into the ice cube tray. When the production is finished, a short beeping noise can be heard. Put a container on the tray and press the button until the symbol for ice cubes lights up.
3.
You'll be living on the first floor. About 45 students from various countries live there. You have your own room with a bathroom. Here's the key. The kitchen is shared, however. There's one kitchen per 10 students. There are two cookers and a microwave. As far as the fridge is concerned, each student has his or her own shelf. Your room number is written on it. Try not to put your food elsewhere. And if you find some other person's food on your shelf, feel free to eat it or throw it away if you didn't allow this person to use your fridge space.
4.
Nowadays, you can buy fridges in different sizes and with many functions, equipped with an ice cubes maker or even an internet connection. But they're a new invention. The first home fridges appeared in 1911. Before, food was kept fresh in ice boxes. They were packed with snow during the winter and with ice brought down from the mountains or from frozen lakes. If you lived in the right neighborhood, the ice wagon would come through selling ice. If you weren't home and your ice box was outside, the iceman would fill it for you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
For us, a fridge isn't just something to cool your food in. Our smart fridges come with a tablet computer in the door so you can make notes, track your fridge's contents, and check the news and the weather while standing in your kitchen. If you decide on one of our smart ovens too, you can even choose recipes on your fridge and signal the oven to start preheating. Because a roast is coming its way. Available in the best shops or online at www.fridgesofthefuture.com.
2.
The ice maker can make about 100 ice cubes within 24 hours. It takes about 24 hours until the first batch of ice cubes is ready. Switch the fridge on and pour water into the ice dispenser. You'll hear the noise of water flowing into the ice cube tray. When the production is finished, a short beeping noise can be heard. Put a container on the tray and press the button until the symbol for ice cubes lights up.
3.
You'll be living on the first floor. About 45 students from various countries live there. You have your own room with a bathroom. Here's the key. The kitchen is shared, however. There's one kitchen per 10 students. There are two cookers and a microwave. As far as the fridge is concerned, each student has his or her own shelf. Your room number is written on it. Try not to put your food elsewhere. And if you find some other person's food on your shelf, feel free to eat it or throw it away if you didn't allow this person to use your fridge space.
4.
Nowadays, you can buy fridges in different sizes and with many functions, equipped with an ice cubes maker or even an internet connection. But they're a new invention. The first home fridges appeared in 1911. Before, food was kept fresh in ice boxes. They were packed with snow during the winter and with ice brought down from the mountains or from frozen lakes. If you lived in the right neighborhood, the ice wagon would come through selling ice. If you weren't home and your ice box was outside, the iceman would fill it for you.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 6 tekstów. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C.
Many people go to sleep immediately after they get off a long plane flight. Don't make this mistake. No matter what time you arrive, stay up until midnight local time. If you absolutely can't keep your eyes open, it's okay to take a short nap, but make sure you don't sleep more than an hour. And try to get into your normal routine as soon as possible. Get up when you usually do, and try to eat your meals at your regular times.
2.
My vacuum cleaner stopped working again. It's the second time it's broken.
How did it happen?
I was vacuuming the floor as usual. It began making some funny noises and then it just turned off. I had to bring my old one from the garage to finish cleaning.
I see. And where is it now?
I came here by car with my husband. The vacuum cleaner is still in the car.
Can you ask your husband to bring it here? In the meantime, let's start filling in this complaint form. Do you have the receipt?
Sure, here you are.
3.
A printed version of online Wikipedia is to go on sale for $500,000. It's been created by artist Michael Mandiberg, a Wikipedia editor who wrote software to convert the site into a printable format. Anyone who has $500,000 to spare can get a 7,500-volume version of Wikipedia. If you were to print it off at home, the paper alone would cost around $50,000. If you don't have that much loose change, you can pick up an individual volume for $80.
4.
Something that really helped strengthen my English was my first job in London. I was working as a waitress in a small cafe. It was hard in the beginning. I simply couldn't understand what those customers were ordering. I often asked them to write down for me what they wanted. But the biggest difficulty was speaking to my manager, Jack. He was an American who always spoke very fast, and it was even more problematic to understand him than to understand those Londoners with a glamorous accent.
5.
I think I'm getting better. Those antibiotics really worked.
I'm glad. Has the fever and cough gone away?
I'm still coughing a little bit.
After work, I'll get you some syrup from the chemist's.
That'd be great. Oh, and my friend Jim wants to visit me in the evening. Is it okay?
Well, you're not infecting anymore, but let's wait one more day, shall we?
All right. I'll just get some rest and then read the novel I started a week ago. I have only 70 pages left.
6.
I've just got my driving license and I mostly drive with my dad, who's a really calm person. He often tells me about the small mistakes that I'm making, but in a very peaceful manner. My sister, on the other hand, is very irritating. She's been a driver for a year, so she doesn't want to listen to our dad's advice anymore. That's silly because she's making mistakes too. And she's trying to correct me while I'm driving, which is even more annoying. That's why I avoid sitting in the same car as her.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
Many people go to sleep immediately after they get off a long plane flight. Don't make this mistake. No matter what time you arrive, stay up until midnight local time. If you absolutely can't keep your eyes open, it's okay to take a short nap, but make sure you don't sleep more than an hour. And try to get into your normal routine as soon as possible. Get up when you usually do and try to eat your meals at your regular times.
2.
My vacuum cleaner stopped working again. Is the second time it's broken.
How did it happen?
I was vacuuming the floor as usual. It began making some funny noises and then it just turned off. I had to bring my old one from the garage to finish cleaning.
I see. And where is it now?
I came here by car with my husband. The vacuum cleaner is still in the car.
Can you ask your husband to bring it here? In the meantime, let's start filling in this complaint form. Do you have the receipt?
Sure, here you are.
3.
A printed version of online Wikipedia is to go on sale for $500,000. It's been created by artist Michael Mandiberg, a Wikipedia editor who wrote software to convert the site into a printable format. Anyone who has $500,000 to spare can get a 7,500 volume version of Wikipedia. If you were to print it off at home, the paper alone would cost around $50,000. If you don't have that much loose change, you can pick up an individual volume for $80.
4.
Something that really helped strengthen my English was my first job in London. I was working as a waitress in a small cafe. It was hard in the beginning. I simply couldn't understand what those customers were ordering. I often asked them to write down for me what they wanted. But the biggest difficulty was speaking to my manager, Jack. He was an American who always spoke very fast, and it was even more problematic to understand him than to understand those Londoners with a glamorous accent.
5.
I think I'm getting better. Those antibiotics really worked.
I'm glad. Has the fever and cough gone away?
I'm still coughing a little bit.
After work, I'll get you some syrup from the chemist's.
That'd be great. Oh, and my friend Jim wants to visit me in the evening. Is it okay?
Well, you're not infecting anymore, but let's wait one more day, shall we?
All right. I'll just get some rest and then read the novel I started a week ago. I have only 70 pages left.
6.
I've just got my driving license and I mostly drive with my dad, who's a really calm person. He often tells me about the small mistakes that I'm making, but in a very peaceful manner. My sister, on the other hand, is very irritating. She's been a driver for a year, so she doesn't want to listen to our dad's advice anymore. That's silly because she's making mistakes too. And she's trying to correct me while I'm driving, which is even more annoying. That's why I avoid sitting in the same car as her.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.